Well, turning to the United States, the running mates of White House hopefuls Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump face off in just a couple of hours in their only debate of the campaign. Democrat Tim Kaine will be looking to bolster the chances of Hillary Clinton at the polls, while Republican Mike Pence will want to defend Donald Trump after a week of hammering over his taxes and his treatment of women.
For many Americans, it will be their first prolonged exposure to the little-known vice presidential hopefuls, who will be next in line for the top job if their side wins on November 8th. Well, just how important will their performances be in what's been dubbed the proxy war for the White House? Let's ask Simon Marks, who joins us from Washington, D.C. Simon.
Well, Lance, the answer to that question really depends on how they perform when that debate gets underway at Longwood University down in Virginia, just to the south of us here in Washington, D.C. You know, traditionally, vice presidential candidates are often in the background. They often take a back seat to their bosses, the presidential running mates. However, this election is different because the personalities of those presidential running mates, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, are so vibrant and so vivacious, and in the case of Donald Trump, so controversial, that it's often difficult for these running mates even to get a word in. And they've got a big task ahead of them. Polls show that as many as one voter in three can't identify these running mates when they look at pictures of them, haven't heard their names. So Governor Mike Pence, the Republican, and Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat, have to find a way tonight of introducing themselves to American voters, explaining where they stand and why they have the competence and capacity to be a heartbeat away from the presidency starting next January. But they've also got to serve in the traditional role of attack dog for their presidential candidates. And they will find themselves attacking one another for their own personal records in politics, but also attacking one another. Tim Kaine, for example, saying to Mike Pence, "Do you believe in some of the things that Donald Trump has said?" And Mike Pence saying to Tim Kaine, "How can you have shifted your positions on key issues, including your previous support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership? You've abandoned that in order to join Hillary Clinton's campaign." So another night of excitement here in presidential politics lies ahead, even though it is the vice presidential candidates that will be squaring off.
Simon, the moderator in the first debate, Lester Holt, he seemed to have a hard time. So I'm asking, where was he? He didn't seem to have control. Do you think the moderator for today's debate will have that level of difficulty as well?
Well, I think we're going to be in for an interesting evening. The moderator tonight is Elaine Chiano from a digital news network that is run by CBS Television here in the United States. She is one of the rising stars in American television news, but like the vice presidential candidates themselves, is not widely known. She is making history here this evening. She is of Filipino descent. She's the first Asian American ever to be selected to moderate either a presidential or vice presidential debate. It will, by the way, be very interesting to see whether the issue of the U.S. relationship with the Philippines, particularly in the light of President Duterte's latest comments, comes up during the course of this debate. She will be hoping, I think, that Mike Pence and Tim Kaine are willing to engage in the kind of policy discussions, a slightly deeper conversation than perhaps we witnessed during the first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. As you know, Donald Trump is not a details man. He's much more of an attack merchant. Governor Mike Pence, Tim Kaine, definitely more thoughtful, and that perhaps provides an opportunity for the most substantive conversation that we're going to see during any of the debates in this presidential election cycle.
Well, it's all getting underway in less than 2 hours from now. Thank you so much. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.
And Donald Trump said he will be live texting the VP debate. It should be interesting. Catch our special coverage of the vice presidential debate live right here on Channel News Asia. Get the analysis before and after the event. Representatives from both the Democrat and Republican camps will be here in studio to tell us how their candidates fare. That's coming up at 8:50 a.m. Singapore, Hong Kong time. You don't want to miss it.